The insufficient availability of appropriate alternative placements for children in care requires a national strategic approach. That's according to the Health Information and Quality Authority, which has published an annual overview of its inspections of children's services. The report includes inspections of children's services like those run by TUSLA, foster care, residential care, special care and Oberstown. This week there were 145 young people in unregulated special emergency arrangements within the state. On Sunday night, three children were under the age of 12. Our social affairs correspondent Alva Keneally is with us. This report comes in the context of a letter which we have been reporting on from a former district judge who wrote to government ministers and state agencies in May about his concerns around children in care.
Yeah, that's right. The letter from District Court Judge Dermot Sims was published by the Child Law Project this week, and he highlighted that the placement of children in what he described as unsuitable special emergency residential placements, and that's due to a lack of care placement. Now, in his letter, Judge Sims expressed concern over a lack of properly regulated, suitable placements for foster care, residential placements and special care, as well as a shortage of qualified staff at TUSLA. So it's with this lens that we're looking at the HICWA report today, essentially.
So the HICWA report, what did it find?
Well, the first thing that should be said is that the majority of children who are in care and who spoke to HICWA over the last year or so had a lot of positive things to say about their experiences. However, you do see that issue that TUSLA is facing over staffing in the children's feedback. When they were asked about what improvements they'd like to see, their responses reflected findings of a number of non-compliances that HICWA spotted in the services. Like, there is an inconsistency regarding the social workers who are assigned children. The HICWA report points out, like, you know, how for some children the social workers get changed, and it also notes that there needs to be onward placement planning, especially for those young people who are in secure care. Now, these are children who are in special placements. They're secure units, but they're not convicted of any crime or anything. And it appears that the planning around getting the children out of those placements poses a difficulty. And TUSLA, in its annual report published this morning, it acknowledged the difficulties in this regard. There is a difficulty in moving these children from these settings into less secure care.
What about the services themselves, Alva?
So HICWA said there's a shortage of placements. This was clear in all regions and parts of the alternative care sector. This resulted in some children being placed a long distance away from their families and their communities. This is something that was highlighted also earlier in the week by the Child Law Project. Now, HICWA inspectors, they found greater use by TUSLA of unregulated special emergency accommodation, not only for unaccompanied children, but also for older children with complex and additional needs. Now, I think it's fair to say that these particular placements around, there's a lot of concern around them. You know, children could be there for a day or 2 days, or they could be there for weeks. And it's these placements that the Children's Ombudsman's Office said should be prohibited when they went before an Oireachtas committee in May.
There was also an increase in unsolicited information. What's that?
Yeah, unsolicited information is from, like, children, their family members, advocates, health and social care professionals, that kind of thing, even the general public, and it'd be regarding children's social services. So they'd contact HICWA about a particular service they may be concerned about, and there was a 6% increase up on 2021 in these types of notifications to the chief inspector last year. Most of those related to child protection and welfare services. That was 49%. Second to that were foster care services, and then the third related to special care units.
Alva, thank you. That's our social affairs correspondent, Alva Keneally.